Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is Deborah Leanne, and time for some Wednesday Wisdom Radio. And the topic that I have chosen for this month of August is authenticity. The reason is because it seems to be so up for me, and I know that no one can really escape from the political conventions in the last few weeks and all the speeches and all the media around our candidates. And it really brings it up for me about how much are we really seeing of the true authenticity of these two candidates. And how much of it is hype? How much of it is hiding behind bluster or polish or words or emotion? And what is that covering up and protecting and keeping us from really seeing? Because I feel like this is a shadow of these people that we're actually able to see. It's also the shadow that annoys us, that's within us, right? The definition for authentic is real or genuine. It's not copied or false. It's true and accurate. And it's about being an original, right? Unique. Not trying to be anything different than who we are. And yet very often that's what we do. We are taught certain ways of behavior by our parents and caregivers, our families of origin, and then our peers as we grow up, and teachers, and our early work experiences tell us to act a certain way, to shake hands a certain way, to, you know, maintain eye contact for so many seconds. And we learn all of this. And some of it's good stuff. And what I'm learning for me is that I can let all of those learnings and teachings and classes and culturalization that I've experienced settle in and find a place in what fits within me, and what doesn't fit can fall away. I don't have to adopt certain protocols to fit in. And this is why it's such a key factor for leadership, and especially for women in leadership. I think we're judged more harshly, to be honest. So before we get a little bit deeper into my musings around this topic of authenticity and what it means to, what that means for each of us, because it's going to be different, right? Everybody, to be their authentic self isn't going to look like mine or anybody else's. Let's dive in and see if we can even remember our authentic self in this moment. If you have a chance to be still and close your eyes, excellent. If you prefer, you can look at one thing and really study it to get into a space of mindfulness. But I really like the idea of closing your eyes so that you can drop down into what is not visible, right? We can't see the energy within us. So allowing ourselves to sense it on a deeper level by closing our eyes. Oh my, loud fighter jet blast just went over. I'm not used to hearing that. Closing our eyes, slowing our breath, feeling our feet. If you've got shoes on, you know, just kind of wiggle your toes and feel your feet in your shoes. If you can take your shoes off and feel the soles of your feet on the ground, that's just a beautiful way to begin the grounding process. Plugging in to that physicality that means that we're human and alive. Because once we die and give up this form, we won't have that sensation of being able to feel grass or carpeting or a cool tile floor under our feet. That'll be gone. We'll have different ways of being, but feeling these physical sensations, that falls away. And it gives me a whole new appreciation every time I remind myself of that, of this beautiful body. Every sensation, whether it's a stroke of my fingertips on my arm, whether it's the gurgle in my stomach after I've just drank something fuzzy, you know, all of those strange sensations, we won't experience those anymore when we don't have this body. So let's really enjoy our body and all of its sensations right now. Feeling our feet, feeling the breath move within our system. You can actually feel, if you think about it, you can feel the air going into your nostrils and the allowing the escape of the breath through your mouth. And then just put your hands on your lower belly and feel that rise and fall with your breath. And then allow everything else to fall away so that we can be fully in this moment. Allow the ding of my computer, the sound of the air conditioner blowing air through the vents, the whatever you're hearing, whatever else is outside of us, it doesn't need to run us. It can just be like background noise. And then turn off all of your inner screens, all of those things that are tracking where our kids are, tracking what's going to be coming up for dinner tonight, tracking what's needs to happen in the next hour, wondering about what the traffic will be like as we drive home or to or whatever in the evening. It's really good for me to actually think of all the different places where my mind could go and then shutting off each screen. So I'm not thinking about my computer. I'm not thinking about the messages on my phone. I'm not thinking about where I need to be at 4:30. I say that in my mind so that I can put it to bed, right? Close the door on it, if you will. This centering practice is so important. We wonder why we can't focus because we're trying to do 12 things at once at any given moment. So let's just take this next few minutes just to be here in our bodies, opening up to whatever this moment wants to bring you, this gift of the present. And then the last piece I love to do is to just open up the energy up above my head, allowing that divine connection to be full and radiant and downloading and filling me with healing, love, and inspiration and a full, deep, full-on, high-speed connection to our higher self. And let's just ask for whatever wisdom wants to come through, that we can hear it, that we can see it, that we can sense it as we go on about our day. Let's just open that, keep it open, running, and turned on. I actually love that idea of tuning in, turning on, and then turning up that volume of our light within. This is key for our authenticity. You may have even noticed that since I've done this practice within me just now, my voice is calmer, lower. And interestingly, I don't have an agenda. I thought I had all kinds of things I wanted to say, but that was all head stuff. And as I come into this deep space within me, I have this desire and urge to share with you how beautiful it is coming from this space. Because connecting from this space is what we all want more of. We probably all have a special love in our life. Could be with a family member, a child, our spouse would be ideal, but maybe even just a really good friend or a sibling that knows us super well, that where we feel so much love. Feel seen, we feel heard, we feel accepted. And I have the pleasure of one of those friendships, and I went on a walk with him this morning. And I realize this is a talent that's rare that he has, because he has this kind of relationship with everyone he's with. His family, his kids, his daughters, his former girlfriends and his new lover. Everybody loves to be loved by him because he does it in such a direct, connected way. And what's interesting to me is he's actually helped me to open to see all of those messy and silly and chaotic and scary and dark and twisty places within me that I didn't really want to look at before. And the more that I tried to stuff them away and make sure that nobody saw them, the more they showed up. The more they worked their way out of me like a wily 2-year-old who doesn't want to go down for a nap. And what I found is that even when I showed this friend my dark and twisty, most scary places that I was shocked to even find they were there, he loved those places within me. He loved me for sharing those with him. And the piece that I want to share with you around this is when we come from that deeply vulnerable space within us, when we are authentically showing who we are, sharing our truth, our words, messing up and not trying to cover it up, but saying, man, I totally messed up there. I am so sorry about that. And your friendship means so much to me. How can I let you know that I am sad and sorry about it and I want to make up for it? What can I do to change this dynamic between us? When we come from that place, it's connecting. It builds trust. And even in a professional leadership environment, we need these kinds of relationships. We need to feel that we can trust who's leading our organization. You know, I'm such a high integrity person that being in human resources, I was privy to so much about everyone's experience and background and their reference checks and what was going on with them, if there was a family thing because they had to take time off. I knew all of that. And what it showed me was how human everybody is. But I had all my judgments going on. Well, that person thinks they can lead this organization when they got that going on. You know, I would judge them for the stuff that they had going on and if they didn't handle it in the way I thought was the appropriate way. And I've learned that the biggest thing that used to drive me nuts is if they weren't honest about it. If they tried to cover it up. That whole tendency that we learned as little kids when we did something wrong, that if we told the truth, we'd get in trouble. Many of us are still carrying that around. And so we protect, we hide it, we distance ourselves when we most need to be coming forward into the relationship. We pull back. When we most need to say, I really would love to talk to you. You know, when I would really need to tell you how I feel about this. I really would love to spend more time with you. Whatever it is in our relationships, it's key that we say it. And I don't know, you know, I guess I read too much of the Cosmopolitan magazine as a kid growing up, as a teenager and in my 20s and 30s. And all the games of you don't text back, or you don't ask him out, or if you do ask him out, then you pay, or you don't pay. And, you know, each date is different. Each person that you're in relationship with is different. There is no one perfect way to get him to love you, to keep him from leaving, all of that stuff. I used to read those articles by the, oh, God, I don't even know, stacks and stacks and stacks of magazines full of that crap. And what I now know is when I'm really honest on a date with my daughters, with my family, with a colleague, and I absolutely share from my heart, it's always better afterwards. And you know what's weird? Is they aren't nearly as uncomfortable as I expect them to be. It's me. I have all this angst about, I had a truth-telling moment this morning with my friend, and I just didn't want to say it, and I had to take a deep breath and go, okay, nothing to lose here, really, you know? And so when I shared it, it came out so naturally and easily. And about an hour later, he said, by the way, as he was leaving, he said, thank you so much for telling me what was going on with you. It felt good. It felt like I could literally open my heart up, and when I gave that love away, it didn't make me hurt. It actually, in this case, was received and honored and held gently. It's not always the way it's going to work. Sometimes we open our heart and give or love or share or send out a request to connect, and it doesn't happen. And where do we judge the other person around that or ourself around that? Where do we blame that it's, oh, they're just, you know, they're not, they're this, they're too much this, they're, you know, we have all our judgments around them. Or we turn that blame around and it goes towards us. Well, you don't really deserve that to personate. Well, what were you thinking going after? Why were you wanting to, you know, why did you choose that? And why would you pick somebody that's so impossible? And what, that's my inner voice. And what I've learned is that that's just one of my inner voices. It's not my spirit and my heart talking, because they don't talk to me like that. So this discernment of just turning on our light and shining and sharing from our realness and knowing that when we do that, people have a choice whether or not to connect back with us. And it's not, that doesn't really have anything to do with us, right? That whole, my very first self-help book was, what you think of me is none of my business. And that theme comes around and around and around. It's only been, man, close to 40 years ago I read that. So here's the deal. I would love to hear from you around authenticity. Where is it that it's comfortable for you to be authentic? Where does it feel weird? Like for me right now, I'm deciding I'm not a big fan of coloring my hair. And as I get older, most of all my friends color their hair because they don't want to be gray or whatever. I have very little gray, but I have enough that sometimes it's not that rich, full color that actually doesn't look real when you do the all-over hair color. And I go round and round on that. Do I want to be authentic and be 59 and look 59, or do I want to change that? And, you know, the other thing that is interesting to me is, you know, teeth whitening. Everybody does it. Yet, is it something that I want to do? Is that, do I want to be totally au naturel, or do I want to, you know, and this is something that I go round and round with, is how much is beauty still a big thing for me about being authentic? And how much of my life is spent around making sure that I've got my makeup on and my lipstick on before I go out the door, and how much of it is doesn't really matter. And this group of people, they wouldn't even notice if I had makeup or not. You know, if this volunteer group I'm going to go hang out with this evening. And I question for you and for me, what is authenticity when it comes to beauty, when it comes to being a woman, when it comes to being a leader, when it comes to speech, speaking up about our value? These are all different topics I'd love to talk to you about during the month of August. And if there's something in particular that speaks to you, or you have a question on any of those, feel free to connect with me. The other thing is, we've got a retreat coming up in October. And I want every woman I know to look at their calendar and see if there's a way to make this work. Bring a friend or a daughter or their mother and celebrate who they are on all levels. Mind, body, heart, and soul. And we'll be diving into authenticity during my part of the weekend. And I cannot wait to share some of those exercises with you. So if that's of interest to you, check it out. It's on my website, and there's a Facebook page for it too. So until our next time together, I just wanted to say, let's celebrate being our authentic, unique, brilliant selves. Will you join me? Take excellent care. Bye-bye.